You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Two more days. Got to wait for the World Series. Game number one gets going on Friday night. The Toronto Blue Jays and, of course, the LA Dodgers, who have already been waiting for a little bit of time. Joe O, Sammy P, welcome back. You've got Bet Sweats here. And, Sam, you are holding a Toronto ticket. We'll get to Jason Kipnis coming up in just a moment. He'll be joining us from foul territory. And it's the Dodgers minus 220 favorites. How do you feel? Do you think they have a puncher's chance? Or how are you feeling going into this with the Blue Jays ticket?
I think they have a chance. But as I said yesterday, they're going to need their big guys to – do what they've been doing. I mean, they cannot afford to have a bad series from Vladdy or Springer. The Dodgers are just so deep right now. And as we look at the market, Dodgers minus 230, 240 to win the series, a prohibitive favorite in the 2025 World Series.
No doubt. Jason Kipnis now joins us from Foul Territory at Foul Territory TV over on X, 10 years in the bigs. Jason, what do you think? I think we all pretty much knew. Okay, we're going to be the Dodgers on one side. But he had an exciting game number seven the other day. What do you think about the matchup and how it feels like being a baseball fan slash analyst now? And okay, all right, we're going to preview this one with Toronto.
Kind of similar to the last. Anytime anybody goes up against the Dodgers right now, it's like you're just, hey, I have hope that this team can put up a good fight. Going to root for them because it's just Dodgers are turning into this big powerhouse that you just kind of you tune in to see if they can be beat. And almost like it's like a Jake Paul fight right now. It's like they win at the end anyways, and you're like, ah, I'll just turn in. Yeah, we'll try again next time or something like that, where it's just like, it's like, oh, of course they're going to win. But Toronto's got a chance. I heard you guys a little bit right before I hopped on where they've got the pitching, but I'm with you. They can't have an off days because if their offense goes away or Vladdy or Springer, a Dodgers off day is still like 4 to 5 runs. So there is no one or two runs for like the Blue Jays or something. That's not going to win you the ball games, especially with the staff that the Dodgers have. But it's like not only do you have the top of their order, like the Shohei, Freddie, and Mookie, but like here comes a random 2-home-run Max Muncy game. Here comes a Will Smith or a Kiki Hernandez playoff god guy. It's just like they just beat you in so many ways. It really is a hard team. It's really a complete team too. But again, anything can happen. The team's hot. They're riding high right now. They've been sitting there for a little bit, the Dodgers, so who knows?
Who would you start game one if you're a Toronto? We're looking at the board right now. It says Snell game one for LA, undecided for Toronto. If you had the ability to name the pitcher, who would you go?
Who are they between right now? Because I know it was a Gausman through or Bieber through. Bieber started seven.
Yep.
Who came in for Bieber again? Was it?
So let's see.
I'm trying to think,
who was that the other night? Yeah.
I'm trying. Yeah, I'd almost have to look it up. I'd get. You gotta. you're not going to like the matchup regardless. So you got to kind of go with what you can, because you are, the LA's been rested now, and they're starting with Snell and then Yamamoto, I think, behind him, and Shohei's three or four, which tells you everything you need to know. If Shohei's your three or four pitcher, that just, that screams to the matchup. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I got to look at how many pitches were thrown and how many days off each pitcher has. But that is a good question.
Yeah. Do you view any aspect with Toronto and say, okay, they have an advantage there, or is it their strengths are the Dodgers are just such a juggernaut at best, they're maybe even with LA? Is there any aspect of the game where, like, you know what, Toronto, they can steal a game or two because of this?
They got nothing to lose. They're not expected to win. Yeah. They can play a little freer. LA is expected to win. They are starting. LA is the pressure of winning right now. Toronto is riding a high of just being there. And that doesn't mean they're happy to be there, that they're going to just be happy after they lose that. Hey, at least we got to the World Series. That's not what I'm saying. But right now, they're just like, hey, we're playing with house money. LA's kind of got a little bit more pressure. So I think that can get you a win or two.
Bo Bichette, what do you expect from him? I know we expect he's going to come back in. He's going to just pick up where he left off. But, I mean, do you expect him to be hitting near the top of the lineup and delivering for Toronto?
It's a tough position. I'm against anyone who's like, oh, we're going to ride with the team we got. You play who you can to win the game. I think if it's all hands on deck and Bo Bichette gives you the best chance, you put back in Bo Bichette. Especially if you weren't getting too much offensive production out of the shortstop or middle infielder or whatever it may be. It could be a nice boost. I think he's more of a game changer than anyone else they have at those positions. So I think if you're already kind of behind the eight ball playing against the Dodgers, you might need that X factor to see, like, hey, maybe we strike lightning in a bottle right here with him, and maybe he just comes out firing. But again, look at the staff that he's going against too. It's going to be a hard staff to really get back into things and play a big part.
You just look at both lineups, top to bottom, they can mash. And even the area where the Dodgers were struggling at the very top, we saw what happened in the end of the series, and we saw what happened in game four in the NLCS. So Sam was mentioning we were talking about the total runs in this game one. That's the only one that's posted so far. And even though we don't know one starter, they still posted 7.5 runs. And I just laughed. I'm like, I know the pitching's great, and they're going to go with their best. But 7.5 runs between these two offenses? So my first thought is, boy, yeah, we're probably going to be seeing scoring in this series. But maybe not. What are you thinking? Are you thinking a higher scoring series, or just it'll vary?
I think there's going to be some scoring. There is some phenomenal pitching. I think there could be a complete game maybe or something here coming from one of the sides, most likely the Dodgers side, just because they're more ramped up. I like seeing Snell go deeper too now. I think they're letting the leash off of him, which is fun to see. But it's a World Series, man. Anything can happen. You can get to a starter. Let's say the Dodgers get to the Toronto starter early and they put up four or five through the first three innings or something like that. Now you're getting into their middle bullpen, and then Dodgers can just tee off, and they might cover that number by themselves. That's just a hypothetical. But Toronto's got some hot hitters. I'm not pitching to Vladdy right now. If I was LA, that's one who I would steer clear, because he seems to be obviously that huge spark in the middle where he can put a crooked number real fast. So I think there will be some more runs scored this time.
If you're looking down the board, you had already mentioned a couple guys like Muncy and Kike. We've seen some wild World Series MVPs. Joe always brings up Steve Pierce in Boston. Like, of course, Steve Pierce won the World Series MVP. If it's not Otani, if it's not Freddie, those are the heavy hitters, of course. Do you have a longer shot that you like on the Dodgers?
And we're going to say not Mookie either, probably, right?
You can have Mookie. Mookie's like 20-1, 25-1. You can have Mookie.
We were shocked at the odds.
He looks really good. He looks like one of those guys where he's just going to be like 4-for-4 with three runs scored and two RBIs, where he just does it all. He might not have the home runs or that everybody else has, the sexy number, but then that's my pick if I can take him. But that just goes to show it. If we just mentioned like 2/3 of their lineup as possible MVPs of the World Series. That's why it is impressive, this team they put together. But another thing that's impressive about LA is These guys play in the postseason. Like they show up. There isn't this like, oh man, I hope they do. These guys turn it on when they get to the brightest light. So it's fun to watch sometimes. Sometimes.
All right, Jace. Yeah, sometimes. Are you? What do you think? You'll be disappointed. Like, let's say it's Dodgers in five, and they kind of handle the series, and there aren't a lot of thrilling moments. Will you be overall disappointed? I feel like all of us, like, we're kind of there right now, huh?
I'll give you a fast answer. Yes.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm more for the, as part of the players union and all that stuff, you're never going to hear the word salary cap out of my mouth ever. But salary floor, I like the idea of that. I like the idea of just, I wanted to see more competitive, and it's getting there. We have one of the most competitive leagues, but there's just, if something's always winning and one team can afford players that other teams can't and all that stuff, and it just keeps showing up in the bottom line, you're going to lose some fans. Like we just said, we're already kind of there where we're like, that's why we tune in. We're like, maybe this team will beat this big juggernaut. And it's just like, you get tired of seeing the same thing after a little bit.
Yeah, I'm never going to be against players getting the bag and getting paid. I'm all for that. Yeah. But it makes my stomach turn when the Dodgers sweep the Brewers, and then the next day or two, the story is, here's why Dodgers will sign Kyle Tucker. You're like, give me a break.
Or Yankees. Yeah, why Yankees should choose Kyle Tucker over Bellinger. And you're just like, why? How come no one else has these options pretty much? There's only like four teams who could have this conversation. So having played in Cleveland for as long, I watched it happen. It motivates you. It pisses you off even more, and it makes you want to take down that little David versus Goliath matchup, and it's sweeter when you do, but it's rarer, and that's the problem, I think, that we have.
Yeah, and I get it. People bring up Cleveland and the success that they've had, but I think most years there's a ceiling. Or the Rays, look at what they do. Why can't everybody do that? Well, they can't make mistakes also. Dodgers, Cubs for a while, Red Sox, Yankees, Mets, they can make mistakes and it won't matter. They'll just throw money at the problem. But those teams have to be perfect. Like, let's put more pressure on these owners a little bit too. All right, Jason, let's get a prediction out of you. Give us the winner. How many games?
I'm going to go Dodgers in six. I think Toronto is going to get a couple games here. I think they're playing good baseball right now. They got a lot of momentum. And don't underestimate that home field advantage there. I think that's one of the best places to play in the playoffs in Toronto. It's one of the loudest stadiums. So I got Dodgers still winning it in six because I think they're just too complete of a team and they have too strong of pitching.
All right, good stuff. Check out Foul Territory every day. Jason Kipnis, an analyst over at Foul Territory, at Foul Territory TV over on social media. Thank you, Jason. Enjoy the World Series, all right?
Thanks, guys. Good seeing you.
Good stuff there. Jason Kipnis giving his perspective. The Dodgers in six. I think most of us would take that. I mean, you know, Toronto certainly had a chance, win a couple of games. And I know you, of course, want a little bit more. They could score, man. They could certainly steal game one. I'll say that. Like, you would think of the games, just that number one, game one is the game, even though we don't know who's pitching right now, that that might be the one that the Jays steal. And then you have the shift in the odds. And that would be fascinating. If you're looking to hedge at any point, Sam, if your Jays take one, like that would be an opportunity for you.
Oh, absolutely. I would love the Jays to win that first game. And look, the market is pretty fair to have the Dodgers $1.45, $1.50. I mean, that's still a favorite price, but it's not a massive favorite price. They could win game one. Why not? And then if that's the case, if the Jays win game one, we're talking about the Dodgers going down to $1.25, maybe $1.30 to win the series, mm-hmm. and then everybody will jump back in. But that would be a good spot for me to sort of figure out a game plan for this Blue Jays 8-1 ticket. Did you catch some of the tickets for game number one in Toronto?
I heard they were up there. What are they?
Oh, 10,000, 11,000 to sit in the lower bowl in the infield.
Give me a break. Crazy.
Canadian dollars. Come on. Mind you. Canadian yeah. dollars.
So what's the yeah, what's
I don't know. The difference I lose track. There. I lose track.
Yes. Have you ever been to Canada?
I was in Montreal this summer, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Never been to Toronto.
GRP should go to video to go up there and do a video with Feinberg. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think he has a passport. Do you?
No, I don't think so. No, there's no so. Way. There's no way he has a passport. All right, so I've got some bad news for you because I'm assuming it's something we've talked about and haven't bet yet.
I can't. I can't take much more bad news right now, Joe. Please be careful.
Not that serious. Best price on bets is now 16.
Oh,
it was 22 really? On Monday when we talked about it, right?
I see 18 right now, BetMGM. We were definitely seeing 25s, though, I thought.
I remember a 22 for sure. Okay. So maybe it's not that bad of news.
No, that's not. No, that's nothing.
I can't 18 take to 1 either.
I mean, Kipnis literally jumped in and said, "What's Mookie?" So.
Well, he assumed he'd have a shorter number. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. I mean, to see Ohtani at 165 and then Vladdy, Springer, Freddie is fourth, Teoscar is fifth. Teoscar has shorter odds than Mookie, and you guys have him at 100-1. That's bad news because I didn't get any.
Freeman's also 16. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think the voters, when you have so many options on that roster, I don't think they're going to want to go back-to-back for Freddie Freeman, even though he's a very likable guy.
Mookie.
Or as Jay calls him, Mookie.
Mookie.
But yes, that could be the guy. More Bet Sweats coming up.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.